Poking your head inside of the Lily White building on Utah State University's campus, you might hear something a little like this. Or this.
Say the word fail.
Fail.
Say the word south.
South.
Say the word white.
White.
No, you haven't stumbled upon an alien invasion or experimental mind control. What you just heard are two types of hearing tests conducted through USU Student Academy of Audiology. Heather Jensen, clinical professor and doctor of audiology, said the tests are administered by doctorate students and intended as a service for the public.
We are a clinic that's open to the public. We help pediatrics, adults. We do balance testing, tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears. And so we have a full clinic that does that. So we can help pretty much everybody in need.
Shelley Higginbotham is one local who has relied on the audiology department since her son was about 3 months old.
Over the years, I've seen just such a different transition. The audiology department up there is just extremely good with working with children and knowing kind of the needs of the children and how the needs of each kid are different.
Shalise Butters, a second-year audiology student, said addressing these needs and treating hearing loss as soon as possible is crucial in a child's development.
When children need hearing aids, it's especially important for them because they're in the process of learning language and going to school and learning all of that. So if they don't have proper amplification when they're young, it really affects their life in the future. We're actually trying to raise money to supply somebody in the community a child who needs hearing aids.
This isn't the only humanitarian effort they are currently trying to fund. Each year, the students spend time serving an impoverished community outside of the U.S., outfitting those in need with hearing aids and training local medical staff to treat hearing loss. Butters has gone on one mission already. She said their efforts were rewarded when they saw the happiness people felt to hear again.
Really neat to see. Especially at the retirement home, you know, some of them were so grateful and just kissing our cheeks and giving us great hugs because they just hadn't been able to hear for a long time.
Now, to raise the money necessary, the audiology department has teamed up with the Osmonds and the Olive Osmond Hearing Fund to sponsor a glow-in-the-dark 5K run. Justin Osmond, the Olive Osmond Hearing Fund organizer and organizer of the run, said the event, titled Here We Glow, will not only give you a chance to help out your community, but you will also have the rare opportunity to run a 5K with the Osmonds.
They're going to take those proceeds and identify children that have no money, can't afford hearing aids, and that deserve to hear. Everybody is invited. The Osmond family is going to be there to help run it. We're probably going to come in last place.
For more information and a link to register, go to upr.org. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Brianna Bodley.